This one?
Yeah.
All right, get an narrate from the jump.
Wait, let me see the video for a second. Yeah. Pause it. Okay, good. Now go and let me start it. Our future has hope. A whole group of teenagers out to dinner decide to put their phones to the side.
Wow. That's good. I think we should all start doing something right? like this, to be
How
honest.
How good
with
is
you.
That? That's such a great idea.
No phones. Just enjoy the damn moment.
Enjoy the meal with your We're friends. Too chat. In. We're too sucked into the phone.
Especially that doing it like an arirang hibachi type of place. Right? Is like the perfect.
But look how young those dudes
They're kids.
Are.
They're straight kids.
Oh, that makes That's me good. Happy. Look at the comments. Look, that got 3 million likes. Look at the comments.
The future. Want to look at the comments?
Yeah.
Okay. I would do this, but if I mix a test or a call from my parents, things would skew to me. And look at you on your phone, right back at you.
Yeah, right back at you.
I feel like most teens have a problem getting their parents off their phones at dinner.
Mm,
that's true.
That's very true.
I think that these kids growing up right now, like maybe the age group of not our generation, like when we have kids, I think it's going to be different, but the generation right before us. That had kids, and even before that, that had kids. I don't think they knew how to deal with this technological age of social media and the internet. We were able to see both of those worlds, and we kind of grew up in that transitional phase of those worlds. So I'm hoping that our generation, like I'm 30. What are you?
25.
I'm hoping our generation of kids grow up to be more like that, because we're not going to be on our phones as much, and we're going to make sure our kids have limited access to technology, because we understand and we've seen the repercussions of, I guess, somewhat neglectful parents just giving their kids iPads all the time, and other parents being sucked into playing Candy Crush for 6 hours out of the day. Even adults now are getting sucked into TikTok.
I would say, like, even the 50-year-olds are more stuck on TikTok than people our age.
They've got no immunity to this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they were probably like 17, 16, 15.
No, they're probably like 14.
Really? Okay, but I feel like that still, like from 10 to 20.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much saturation with the phones and the technology that at one point it's just going to be like, it's almost like cool if you can go to dinner and not use your phone. Like you're That's the cool kid. Cool.
But you're going to be the cool kid for not having social media.
Exactly. You're cool. Honestly, what I love, okay. So if I were to, you know, start this over again, dating world, I'd choose a guy who wasn't on social media. Mm-hmm. I think that's very attractive.
I'm the total opposite of
that. Obviously, we have our business on, you know, we get
We're special cases. If I could, I would not. If I didn't need to, I would not have a social media.
But the thing is, you actually don't use social media. Even though you're on social media.
I don't use it, I just post.
You just post.
But
so
I hate
it's
it existing. I don't even want it on my phone. I would rather just live. I don't want to live in the metaverse. I don't want to live in the matrix. I'd just rather live in the real world.
The fact that people will have anxiety from not posting is a really sad reality.
Mm-hmm.
You are so stuck in posting, and you are actually feeling a biological thing like anxiety from not having your life on the internet so other people can judge that life that you've curated on the internet and not living in your present. That's pretty sad.
And this is the reason why depression is skyrocketing.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like FOMO, because
Go to a thing, you got to make sure everyone knows you've gone to the thing, or did you even go to the thing?
Yeah, if you didn't post about it, you didn't really go.
Were you really there? What we should start doing is like selling backdrops of like events. So like Coachella, for instance, we should sell.
So people could post it and use the internet?
No. So they can put the backdrop behind them and make it look like they're there.
Yeah, people have done that. Like, would they take a huge monitor and be like, I'm at the club.
I think what people also do is, like, they'll, like, live stream the whole thing. I bet you there's people that go with GoPros and live stream the whole thing.
Mm.
And they're pure pop. I bet you there are people who do those 360 camera views and live stream the whole thing. And then you can put the VR goggles on and, like, kind of, like, feel like you're there. I bet you that people do that.
Yeah, they do.
That's pretty nuts.
It's just crazy. That's why, like, yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Like and subscribe. Peace out.